Psalm 36 is a psalm of David. I like to call it delighting in light. Verse 1 begins with, "Transgression speaks to the ungodly within his heart. There is no fear of God before his eyes." So when we transgress the commandments of God, if there's no fear of God, then our hearts are comforted in our wickedness. And that's basically the basis of this particular psalm about delighting in light. And so he goes on to explain, what's the contrast to that? How do I escape that? Verse 7, "How precious is your loving kindness, O God. And the children of men take refuge in the shadow of your wings. They drink their fill of the abundance of your house, and you give them the drink to drink of the river of your delights." Think about that. How beautiful is that? So the picture that's being described here is not like the wings of a bird. It's almost like massive angelic slash bird-like wings, like in Psalm 90 when Moses talks about under his pinions and under his wings, he has found refuge. Verse 8, again, "They drink their fill of the abundance of your house, Lord God, and you give them to drink of the river of your delights." That sounds pretty blessing-filled to me, doesn't it to you? "For with you, Lord God, is the fountain of life." And as we said at the beginning, right here, verse 9, "In your light, we see light." God is the illuminator of our hearts, of our souls, and our minds. And what a kindness it is that our God didn't just leave the world in darkness, but he came and he brought the light of the world. A great light was shining in Galilee of the Gentiles. Pretty cool.